underway tomorrow, and then tomorrow night, 7:30 game, Monroe, New York, takes on Central Arizona. And with us right now, the champions of the Western District, coach of the Vaqueros, Central Arizona coach Anthony Gilich. Anthony, we appreciate the time. How are you?
Jim, how are you? I appreciate you having me on.
Doing fine. We were trying to track you down. You probably got 8 million voicemails on your phone. Did you lose your phone like I normally do, Anthony?
No, they have quite a few. And to be honest, I thought I was supposed to be on at 8:40, so I apologize for that.
Oh, that's okay. We got you on now, and that's the only thing that matters, Anthony. You guys have a lot on your plate, and congratulations on getting back to Grand Junction for the Junior College World Series. An impressive victory in the championship game in the Western District against Southern Nevada. Really good ball club. You beat them 16-7. You guys hit 5 home runs in that game. And from an offensive standpoint, boy, you guys were really clicking in that Western District tournament.
Yeah, the offense is starting to go a little bit. We've had pretty good pitching all year. The offense has kind of been up and down a little bit. But the last, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks or so, the offense has really started to go. And last week, we swing wood bat all year long. We're a wood bat conference. Last week was the first time that first 3 games that we swung a metal bat all year. And so, I don't know if that had something to do with it or we just got hot at the right time.
You mentioned, you're right, the Arizona Community College League, that you guys use wood bats. I guess the pros and cons on making that adjustment. I mean, is there a way you try to approach it with your guys in terms of their approach at the plate when you go from the wood to the metal?
Yeah, it's a little bit tricky just because, all through the fall, all through the spring, all our games, we don't take any reps with a metal bat. And so usually the first game or two is a little tricky because the hitters think, they're going to be able to hit everything because they have a metal bat in their hands. The tricky part that kind of goes under the radar a little bit is the defense. The ground balls are a hair different. The balls off the bat in the outfield are a little bit different. So the bunting is a little bit different. So, all those things. I think we've shaken off all that now and kind of got through those games and that transition period. But usually those first couple games, it just plays a hair different, And so, we try to get as many reps and as many ground balls and, as many fly balls and all those things as possible just to kind of be prepped for it.
Anthony Gilich, coach of Central Arizona, joining us today on the program, on the team. You mentioned your pitching really is your strong suit. Staff ERA of 3.16. Avery Jones has been the guy that's really led the way in terms of innings pitched this year, 77 2/3, 8-4 record, 63 strikeouts, 20 walks. Lucas Knowles has had a really good year for you as well, 8-2 on the season with an ERA of 1.23. Talk about Knowles and Jones a little bit, because that ERA for Lucas Knowles, that's eye-popping at 1.23.
Yeah, I think Lucas, unless something's changed over the last week, I think he ended up leading the country in ERA. He's a great kid. He's a special player, and he's pitched in some big games. He's a transfer from the University of Washington. So last year he had the opportunity to pitch in Omaha. So he's in the College World Series and pitched in Omaha. And so, he's got a lot of experience, kind of pitched on these big stages before, and we're lucky to have him. And he's a special kid as far as competitiveness goes, work ethic, just having a feel for pitching, he's pretty good. And so, he's been outstanding for us. Avery's just been kind of steady Eddie for us. He's eating up innings and getting some wins along the way. Big tall kid and works hard, keeps his body in good shape. And I think that's, I know you'd said, he has the most innings, and it's a testament to his work ethic, and he's keeping his body and his arm in shape. And so he's allowed to, keep throwing some more innings.
Vaqueros coach Anthony Gilich joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the team. Another guy that's got a very impressive ERA, Jason Nelson, 9-5 this season, has thrown a couple of complete games, tied with Lucas Knowles for the lead in complete games on your staff. He has a 1.40 ERA. So another guy that has gone out and been great at shutting down opposing bats.
Yeah, he's a sophomore on our team along with Avery Knowles. This is his first year, but Nelson was on our team last year, so was Avery. And Nelson's a great kid too. Unfortunately, he's a little bit banged up right now, so he won't be pitching in this tournament. He's a little bit banged up, and we're giving him some rest. And it's just unfortunate for him. It's bad timing. It's nothing serious or anything like that, but he needs a little bit of time off. And so, you know, we're going to give it to him. He's got a bright future as long as, you know, along with a lot of these guys. A lot of these guys are moving on to Division I schools, and hopefully in a week or two have the opportunity to get drafted. And so we're not going to push him. Like I said, he's not quite ready to go yet, which is unfortunate for him. I mean, this would be an unbelievable experience for him, but he won't pitch this weekend. But he's had an outstanding year. Yeah, he threw a no-hitter early in the year as well. So I think he had 17 strikeouts, no-hitter. Pretty impressive.
Anthony Gilich of Central Arizona with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team. We talked about your pitching on the offensive side. You said a bit of a slow start, but boy, that district tournament, the bats really came alive when you made the jump from the wood to the metal. And Zach Hogason, is that how you pronounce his name?
Yes, it is.
Oh, he's Hogason. Okay. I got it right. What do you know? It's a miracle. I actually got a pronunciation right because it's a little bit different than the normal way you spell Hogason. He's had a really good year for you. 63 RBIs. He leads your team in that category, Anthony. He's also hit 12 home runs. He's been really the big power bat throughout the season for your ball club.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a great kid. He's been sitting in the middle of our order all year. He's hit right in 3, 4, 5, you know, all year long. And he's a big kid, just a big boy. So he gives a little bit of presence in the box and left-handed hitter. And he's a big kid. And like I said, the offensive numbers usually when we get here are always a touch less than everyone else's just because of the metal and the wood. And so to have 12 home runs with the wood bat is pretty good. And so and in our field in Arizona, it's a big yard. It's 340 down the lines and 412 to center. Wood bat, you know, so if you get one, you earned it for sure. And so, you know, he's a good kid. And him and Ernie Ordonez have kind of led the way for our offense. So those two guys are kind of make us go.
So you take on the Eastern District champion, Monroe, New York. They were here last year at the Junior College World Series. And a team kind of like your team, Anthony, with, of course, with you making using the wood bat during your regular season. You know, the offensive numbers, like you said, are down just a touch compared to everybody else. And certainly for Monroe, their offensive numbers aren't exactly eye-popping. They're hitting .256 as a team, but a team's got some pretty good speed. They've stolen over 50 bases this year. I know with Lou's team, that always a pretty good defensive baseball team as well, and that'll be your first test come Saturday night at JUCO.
Yeah, I mean, we know how good they are. They were here last year, too, and you don't make it 2 years in a row if you can't play. So they got a couple good arms. They have some good bats that we're aware of as well. So, like I said, we'll obviously respect those guys. I mean, they do what a lot of teams want to do, and that's go back-to-back to JUCO, and they're here. And so and they're going to have a little bit of experience, too, which I think is going to go a long way. They've been through just all the amount of fans we're about to play in front of, all the banquets, the camps, all those things that go along with JUCO, which are unbelievable. They've been through it before, and we haven't. And so, you know, I think that's going to help them a little bit. And so we're going to have to be on our game, and we're going to have to be prepared and get a run at them.
Anthony, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much. I know you got a busy schedule, all the coaches and all the teams do, but we appreciate you spending some time with us today.
Yep, thank you, Jim.
Thank you. We'll see you at the ballpark.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Central Arizona coach Anthony Gilich joining us in the program today. So we'll have Monroe, New York, 7:30 game tonight over at Sam Saplesio Field.